Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning, everybody. And the topic today is allowing growth. How many of you resist your growth? Yes. Human beings tend to resist change because the old and the comfortable, we like it so much. Those old slippers, we don't want to throw them out. They're falling off. It doesn't matter. They're so comfortable. So one of the things that we do as we begin to open spiritually and get in touch with our spiritual selves, we begin to realize that everything is change. Everything is growth. Everything you're doing, both spiritually and physically, relates to your growth. So if you start resisting your forward motion as a spiritual creator, you're stopping yourself. If you try to stop your body from aging, have fun, because it's going to progress in its own way. So whether we're trying to stop that growth physically or spiritually, it won't happen. We'll just mess ourselves up. All right. So one of the things that's so important about meditation is to get in touch with the fact that we're both spirit and we have a body. It's very important to realize you are not your body. So when you are aware of your growth or meditating on your growth or fighting your growth, you can begin to identify, is this a spiritual issue or a physical issue? And it can help you deal with it more realistically. So let's start by letting ourselves use our spiritual techniques. So just close your eyes and sit up straight in your chair, with your feet on the floor, hands in your lap. And be aware of a flow of energy that moves from your body to the center of the earth. This is a change. This is growth. This is learning how to control and be responsible for your growth. So allow a flow of energy or a cord to move from your first chakra near the base of your spine. Let it flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Now pause and be aware of that connection, because it's connecting you, the spirit, to your body, and both you and your body to the earth. This enhances your ability to control your growth, to allow it, to be aware of it. You are an electrical energy. Your body is an electrical type energy. By grounding it, you are able to be in charge of it. Just take some nice deep breaths, breathe in and out, and tune in to the body's response to grounding. This might be a change from 20 minutes ago. Maybe you weren't that grounded. Let the body adjust. Now then, let's bring the life and light into your body. That would be you. You are spirit. Your spark of the divine, your way beyond the body's wildest imaginings, your capabilities your intellect can't comprehend. But allow that spark to come to the top of your head and experience it in your own way. You might just feel a little warmth or tingling or just a presence. You may not feel anything at all because you may be in your neighbor's aura. I don't know. As spirit, we can be anywhere, anytime. But right now, let's deal with the body, because we're talking about growth. And all the growth we do in relation to this body affects the body. Now just slide comfortably and slowly from the top of your head right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. You are spirit, a part of the cosmic whole, And you are now surrounded by your individual body. The body may feel extremely heavy. You're very light and bright and a very high energy. Experience being inside your body. Be aware of the grounding and how your grounding assists you to be there. How it helps the body allow you to be there. Keep breathing. Bodies need oxygen. You are changing the state of the body with your presence. Whenever you sit down and ground and focus in the center of your head and use the other spiritual techniques that we teach here, such as running your earth and cosmic energies, you're creating growth. You're creating growth for your body, and you are creating growth for you, the spirit. Now let's use our grounding cord for another purpose, which is very beneficial, and that is to let go. So how about if you just start releasing from your body any resistance it has to your presence? I don't want you here because you make me grow. You make me change. You make me deal with things I want to ignore. Talk to the body and reassure it that by releasing this energy, you're helping it. You're allowing it to grow into a new state of being. I'm always really excited when I discover any pain in my body, because that then gives me the opportunity to let it go. But I've noticed when I've mentioned other people's pain to them, they don't like that. Right now, be aware of something in your body that you, the spirit, would like to release. Maybe more limits about growth. We're all taught about how to behave and how to be and how to live from the time we're conceived, actually, throughout life. You might want to let go of some other people's opinions about how you should grow through life. Make room to allow yourself to grow in your unique manner. Meditate on letting go of some of the rules about how you're supposed to grow. Now, one of the things that really assists in your growth while here on planet Earth in a physical body is being in the present moment. The good news is everything's always in the present, including God. But one of the things that we've created as spirit is the opportunity to jump in the illusion of time and move into what we consider the past or the future. And when we do that, that's fine. We can play. But be aware that your physical body, the one you're living in right now and the one you always will come into, different one, of course, but they have the same principles. They're in the present moment, right here, right now. It's the only thing they comprehend. So one of the confusions about growth is often you, the spirit, have these ideas of where you should be, rather than acknowledging where you are. oh, I'm taking this class, and I should be where that teacher is. And we all know that's silly. But it makes you feel bad, doesn't it? It invalidates your body. It invalidates you. And it's going to invalidate the teacher. So take a nice deep breath and let go of your expectations about your growth. Notice how many things we can do to mess up our growth. We're so creative. And I'm sorry to tell you, but the more aware and capable you become, the more creative you're going to be about messing up things. Let go. Let go of the expectations. Well, I should be at this point in my growth. Well, if you're not, then you shouldn't be. We're all exactly where we're meant to be. It all has to do with learning, doesn't it? Doesn't learning go along with growth? Ideally. I'm amused about it. I'm old enough that I can be amused. The younger you are, I think the more serious this is. Again, focus your attention in that neutral space in the center of your head and meditate on you as spirit growing. It has nothing to do with physical phenomenon. It takes no time, no space, no mass, no competition, no fighting to get ahead. It doesn't operate because of expectations. Your spiritual growth is easy and light. Meditate on the level of growth you can allow into and through your body on that spiritual level of joy and ease. Kindness and compassion. I mean, for yourself. Because if you don't have it for yourself, you cannot have it for someone else. Breathe in and breathe out and keep repeating that as you begin to get the concept of how beautiful spiritual growth is. And how you can experience it within the body. All right. Now let's bring our attention to the physical growth. Do you have a different perspective here? Bodies use effort. How much effort is in your growth? Bodies have emotions. How emotional are you about your growth? Bodies operate from the intellect. Are you busy thinking about your growth? Analyzing it? Trying to figure it out? You probably won't. Take a moment and allow your spiritual perspective about the vast difference between spiritual growth and physical growth. And just allow yourself to float up above your head. Leave the body. That's right. You're not your body. You're spirit, a spark of divine energy. Sit right above your head and be aware spirit and body are very different. And as you grow, you change, you evolve through many lifetimes, you're going to discover more and more about the differences between spirit and body. The whole process of growth in the body is very different. How many of you suffer through your growth? Is it fun, all that suffering? You might even got told, well, that's the only way to grow and change is to suffer. I'm here to tell you that is not true. You can grow and change with great joy. You can grow and change with a spiritual perspective. But be aware of the energy that you keep in your body that gets in your way. And use your grounding to let it go. I'll bet most of it's not even from you. Somebody else taught you something. And a whole lot of it may be from the past. Or maybe you are focusing on future time and you've stuffed that into your body. This is how we're going to have to be. We're going to become this. Let it go. Be who you are now. You are spirit in a body. Meditate for a moment, once again, on you, the spirit, creating change and allowing change. And then you, the spirit, allowing that change through the body. Allowing all that wonderful creativity. Again, be aware of how important your grounding is for releasing and making stable. And also of focusing in the center of your head, for being neutral, rather than wasting your time judging anything you don't particularly like at the moment. Now be in the present, and I'm speaking to you, the spirit, and come to the top of your head and into the center of your head again, and allow you, the spirit, to experience the present time vibration of your body. In that neutral, grounded space, validate your body. Validate your body for something it's done recently, some growth experience it's had. Maybe it was something the body didn't like, but you can validate it for having that experience, moving through it. If you're busy judging it, you're going to get to stay there. Judgment is a form of resistance, for those of you who don't know that. Let go. Allowing growth. As you're letting go of some external influences in your life, if you want to judge those people, let that go, because it's just stopping you. And take a minute and notice who you've tried to change into growing the way you want them to. I love it when you want to judge somebody. Stop and look at it in yourself, and guess what? Judgment just disappears. Let go, let go, let go, and validate your unique growth experience. Let yourself be aware of how amazing growth is. If you're not growing, what are you? Dead. So allow yourself to keep growing. I remember one time many, many years ago, I was washed off the cliffs right outside the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, or just outside of San Francisco, and And the way the water moved, I was taken way down deep. And I was unconscious for a moment, a few seconds, fortunately, is all. And I looked up, and the water was above me, and I went, oh, I'm dead. You know, it was very peaceful. And then I went, oh, no, I'm not. And bam, did I go for the surface. So you want to be aware, that's a difference between spirit and body. Be aware of how different they are. One is at peace with death. One is desperate to get away from the idea. Use your grounding and let go of anything that gets in your way of validating, acknowledging, enjoying spirit and body in your growth process. Because the body may be miserable with something and you may be just fine because it's part of your growth and you know it. So I want you to all meditate for a moment on one thing in your life right now where the body's not happy with the growth process and you are. Communicate with your body about this. Let yourself, the spirit, see what it is within you that's disturbing the body. Maybe it's a growth you know you want, but you haven't helped the body enough. Instead of giving it a hamburger, how about if you look at what meditative level you could use to release what's disturbing the body? Let go. Heal the body. Assist it in all this growth you, the spirit, are putting it through. Anyone who's meditating or putting their attention on a spiritual level in any way, as spirit is putting the body through a great deal of growth. It's an awakening process. Use your techniques to allow the body to enjoy the experience as well. All right, ground really well, and I want you to be in the center of your head and allow some amusement. That's one of my favorite things about children. They're so amused, they laugh all the time. We hardly laugh at all as adults, and I laugh a great deal more than most people, and people think I'm strange. Maybe it's just what I laugh about. So take a moment and just be amused about yourself. We're all children. We just have bigger bodies. We're children of God. We're growing. We're learning. We're participating. On good days, we're helping each other. Be amused. Be amused at what you've gone through, what you're going through, what you're creating, what you're experiencing. Forgive yourself for anything you haven't liked. And remember that amusement and forgiveness have a lot in common. It's a way of letting go. All right, give yourself a moment to be in present time. And I want you to say hello to our friend Jesus. I'll just get some information from him about allowing growth. This is a soul who definitely allowed growth. ask Jesus to give you a little healing to assist you with your growth. And I want you to get some validation from Jesus about how much your process of meditating and being here, learning and growing, affects your body. And respect your body. Here it is, so different from you, and yet it's operating for you. Appreciate it. Okay, thank Jesus. He's always with us, but you can let go of this bright soul from your awareness for the moment. Again, be aware of your body and being here in the present with it. Take your grounding and your neutrality with you today. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and say hello. Hello. Bend forward and release some energy. Enjoy growing.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.